Hundreds of kids across Connecticut will now have gifts under the tree this year, thanks to an effort that's been done for several years now by the Connecticut Education Foundation. This is a charitable arm of the Connecticut Education Association, which is the largest teachers union in the state. It's called the Holiday Bear Project. Again, this is an annual event providing gifts to kids in need during the holiday season. And it's a real collaborative effort, not just an opportunity for kids who will not have all the gift opportunities that most kids get, but it's also a great chance for maybe districts where this isn't a real issue for the kids in that district. They can step up and volunteer to help other kids their age across the state of Connecticut. Joining us to talk more about this and help us to understand the impact of the annual Holiday Bear Project is Jocelyn Delancey, Vice President of the Connecticut Education Association.
It's been around for over a decade. It's been going
wow.
on. When I started my tenure, we kind of revamped the program, elevated it to bring in some duffel bags and some other good perks for the students who are receiving presents to make sure that it was really something special. And we've over doubled our capacity within the last few years to really get to as many kids as we can across the state.
Give us an idea, Jocelyn, of how much gets donated through the Holiday Bear Project.
So we actually this year are supporting 850 students across the state. So they're each getting about 10 to 15, sometimes depending on the kid, even up to 20 gifts. We don't have a money value to that, but I can say that we're really helping families be sure that they can enjoy the holiday season.
Wow.
So we have over 50 school systems supporting it and private businesses as well.
That is so cool. So you said 850 students this year benefiting from the Holiday Bear Project?
Yeah, and that's pretty much the amount of students we could reach realistically. We probably could have done more.
Wow. How did you get to that 850 number?
So what happens is at the beginning of the school year, we send out a letter to our teachers letting them know that this program exists and to start considering with families and school social workers what students might be in need that would need to have this program. And through the month of September, teachers and social workers nominate their students into our database with a wish list. They give the student's first name. We really care about keeping that confidential and private. And then what their interests are, what they like, some of their like basic needs, like a coat, but we have other programs for that. We really try to keep this to like fun wish list type items that kids can enjoy over the holidays. And then we get sponsors and collect them. And then, it's an ongoing, really tremendous amount of work to link the kids up with sponsors. And now sponsors are shopping and delivering a bag to us. And then in the beginning of December, we're going to go out and drive across the state and deliver some really happy presents, bags of presents.
I think this is so neat. And you said, Jocelyn, it's all across the state. I would imagine are a lot of the students in city districts or you know, how, I don't know if you have obviously a breakdown of them, but.
Oh, yeah, we do. We have students, we have like over 200 in Danbury. We have a bunch in Hamden and Bridgeport. We have rural towns too, and a lot of towns where there's like transition or a high level of refugees or other, students in need. Even here in where I live in Stamford, we have some kids. And surprisingly, there are kids in every district that have need that put in for the program.
Jocelyn, I was saying before that it's incredible how teachers still in today's, world, there are districts where they have to, go into their pockets and even take money out of their own paychecks just to have school supplies for their kids. So I think the dedication teachers have to their students is beyond. But why go even beyond the classroom? Why did the CEA feel like years ago they should create a Holiday Bear Project? I mean, this sounds probably really, mean to say, but why not have that fall on somebody else to make sure that kids are getting the gifts that they, want, need at home during the holidays. Why did the CEA feel compelled to create this?
Well, I think we know that when our students are at home, like, their learning doesn't stop and the work that we do doesn't stop. And when our kids can't celebrate the holiday season well, they're still coming into our classrooms. We still see them and care about them and really know, like, they're part of our families. I'm a teacher who doesn't have my own kids. And when I know that I have students who aren't able to celebrate in the way that I did as a kid, I really want to be able to make sure that they have a happy holiday experience. And I will tell you, we have teachers, when we drop those bags off at school, I mean, some of them just burst in tears with joy of how their students are going to be able to have a better season. And it's non-denominational too. So, I mean, we have students who, you know, don't necessarily get gifts over the holidays for whatever they're practicing that also receive gifts. So it really is something that we can just allow for our students to feel supported and cared for.
Yeah, it's a really neat opportunity. Great answer, Jocelyn. That's what I mean. To me, I think it just, again, speaks to the average heart of a teacher in Connecticut and how much it's not just what happens in the classroom that matters to them. It's really the whole picture of their student, which does include their home life, which is really, it's beautiful and inspiring that the CEA cares so much to create something like the Holiday Bear Project. I would imagine, Jocelyn, you guys are set for this year as far as support and having everything? No?
We do. We paid for the duffel bags. There are these giant duffel bags. We could always use financial support for the holidays. As far as students and gifts, they're all hooked up. We actually, this year, were able to link every single kid with a sponsor.
Wow.
Courtesy of a lot of communities. I want to give Westport a shout out and New Canaan. Westport took over 100 kids, New Canaan over 50, and they work with their communities in their classrooms, their PTOs, their school administrators, and they really make it a district kind of support, which is really cool because the students get involved.
I was just going to say, what a cool opportunity to give back. Like, what a learning opportunity for students if maybe they are in a good place, but to give to other kids who are their age or in, you know what I mean? That's a really neat opportunity. So obviously the kids who are benefiting, that's one part of the story. But the other part is you've got districts that maybe they don't need this program necessarily for their kids, but they can get involved and have such a learning opportunity about giving back. That's so cool.
Yeah, and I think it's, you know, I love all of the gift-giving projects, you know, Toys for Tots, all of those are really special and important, and they should all be supported. But what I love about our program is that it's really about a real kid. It's a little bit more personal. Mm. And so students who might not realize, you know, when you just drop a bin in a box, you know, this is, you're really giving to somebody who's got a name, who's got interests. And I think it builds a little compassion, and it's just a really cool experience.
If you want to learn more about the annual Holiday Bear Project, be sure to visit our website, voiceofct.com, under Melissa in the Morning. We'll be right back.